Now, could you tell me a little bit about any of your biggest challenges that you've had to face in this program? Anything that's been particularly difficult? How did you approach it?
So many difficult things. So many difficult things. I have learnt more about myself in the last 3 months professionally than I think I have in my entire career. Judgment from faith-based people, clinicians. I had a very judgy phone call response from a clinician in a faith-based service who got on a tangent about protecting the emotional and faith issues of her staff, I guess, like sort of trying to protect them from that point of view, to the point where I said, I understand, I'm Catholic. Silence. Well, I don't know how you can work in this space. I said, I work in this space very comfortably, but I understand your need and I understand what you're saying. But the bottom line is that you've got a patient who's sitting in your hospital who also has a faith, but he wishes to be assessed for voluntary assisted dying. And as per the legislation, you can't be a barrier to that. So I'd like to work with you. We are going to come and see that patient. It doesn't have to be a big fanfare. We're just going to come in quietly, shut the door, spend time with that patient and do the assessment that we need to do, and then we're going to quietly leave. It doesn't have to be a big deal. This is all about patient choice, and that is what this patient is choosing. So I understand your reservations. I'm happy to work with you. I'm happy to work with your staff. But this is what needs to happen for that patient. And then, you know, she agreed and it happened.
Now, I've heard a few times from everyone around here that it's kind of a bit of a legacy piece.
It's a term that's thrown around,
yeah.
Yes.
So could you tell me a bit more about that? What is the legacy of what you are doing right now in this team, and what is the impact?
That's complicated, but in essence, the legacy is, as I mentioned before, that you can go your whole career when you work in healthcare and do your thing and save lives or make sure there are good deaths or whatever, you know, it's so multifaceted. But people can work for 40, 50 years and they just do their thing. But with this piece of legislation, I mean, we're not changing the lives of thousands of people because the numbers are small when you compare it to, you know, looking at ED data or something like that. The numbers are small. But the profound impact that we're making for a small amount of Queenslanders is, that's the legacy. That's the legacy. The legacy is the legacy is choice. Healthcare systems are innately such a power imbalance of clinicians telling patients how to do things, what you should be doing, how can you fix yourself, you know, that sort of stuff. That's what this legislation is, the opposite of that. It's providing choice. And that's the legacy. And it might only be changing the outcomes for a small amount of Queenslanders and those in Metro North, but we're making a really big difference for those patients.